Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome, music lovers. Long Slice Brewery presents Discovering Downey.
Hey, it's JD here, and I'm with Kirk, and I'm with Justin, and we are approximately 30 seconds away from the live debut of a music video that none of us really ever thought we would see. That's right, we're sitting down to watch Get Back Again in HD in 2024. This was a song that I used to play in my first year of university in like my little acoustic band with my buddies. And it was great. People loved it. They knew it was the hit, but they didn't know where it was from. It was
mysterious. It's a great song. Great song.
Jake Gould calls it the Holy Grail. And now we get to watch it.
Yeah. Even on YouTube, it says the Holy Grail. Love this.
Get Back Again. It's a weepy little thing.
It's a weepy little thing.
Stranger Things kid?
Yeah.
What's the deal with your dad?
I do love this song, by the way.
He don't even know my name.
I gotta get that shirt. Like, all those shirts, like, for the last 2 days have been all over.
Yeah.
Tragically hip sites.
What a late 80s ballad this is, huh?
Yeah.
Say that again?
Such a late 80s time period correct ballad.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I look back,
at a cottage in Northern Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe out in the Kawarthas. Somebody will know where it is. Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to ask if that looks familiar, JD.
Brother Cain survived the centuries and all the time.
I love how it's shot on, seems like it's shot on film.
Yeah. It's such a good chord progression.
I love those
drums.
Images.
It's those drums. We haven't had them before. The CBC version of this song did not have them. That's the most famous version.
Yeah.
So
prior to this,
were the drums recorded after the fact or when they first?
No, they found the demo. They found an old demo of this song.
Yeah.
That they didn't know existed, and or it had been lost. You know what I mean? I'm sure they knew it existed.
The harmonics at the beginning are pretty cool.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I was at this bonfire, dude.
Oh, the backing vocals.
Yeah.
It's giving me goosebumps.
Right?
And I love those shots of Gord up front when he just gets so enveloped in the mic.
Oh, my
like
God.
He's connected with the music. He's not necessarily, he's connected with the audience, but he's not like engaging them with his eyes. Like, that look is, I've seen that look so many times up close. I love it.
Is that in the bathhouse? This is in the bathhouse.
Is that Sinclair?
the backup vocals?
Yeah.
No, it's Paul.
Is it Paul?
Yeah.
A much younger
Paul. Oh, it's totally Paul, yeah.
You could hear how much younger.
That vibrato at the end.
Am I just crazy, or like, was there definitely a distinction in the vocal tone between Paul, young Paul, and older Paul you don't necessarily get with Gord?
Well, Paul smokes a lot.
Okay.
So I don't know if that would be part of it. That would change or alter his voice. But I think Gord smoked too.
Yeah, he did, but he stopped. And if you remember that interview, he starts like telling Tom Petty, you need to stop smoking. It's bad for your voice. And Tom Petty's not there. He's just going, Tom, you really need to stop smoking. Yeah, that's a good point, JD. It's a good point.
What'd you think of that, Kirk?
It's good.
Amazing.
Right?
Just, I mean, the...
Oh, they misspelled Sinclair's last name in the credits.
They did?
Yeah, they had an E in it. Sinclair E.
So, yeah, that is crazy. That sounded great. It definitely sounded like a late 80s hip. The vibrato just is so prevalent, like almost more so.
Yeah.
And now we've got...
so different from everything else, though.
That's and I can't stay and watch it. Yeah. What's going on in life? I'm going to have to watch it tonight when I get back. I got a gig, everyone.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Yeah,
kill it. Thank you. It was really cool. I think I told you guys the last time I was, the last time I played, I do kind of a residency at this place out in Santa Clarita. A good buddy of mine owns the restaurant that I'm playing at, and then at a brewery we play at. And this guy would, like, I started playing, what was the song that I was playing a song? Oh, it was Bare Naked Ladies. And he's like, oh my God, I just flew in from Toronto. And then I played Bob Cajun. And, you know, it was like we connected right away. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to have some more of those. I always sprinkle in a couple Canadian tunes on every gig that I do. So, Hip, BNL, a couple others that I like to do. So, yeah. But that was cool, you guys. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're going to talk a little bit. We'll let you go, Kirk, and then Justin and I will talk a little bit about some of the other announcements from today.
Sounds good. I appreciate you guys. Take care, and we'll be in touch soon.
Have a good gig, dude.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Coming up on the rest of the program, we welcome Craig to discuss today's announcements and answer a listener email. Stay tuned.
We have bid adieu to Kirk, but we now welcome Craig to the program. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So we just did a live reaction to Get Back Again. And before we go any further into the discussion of the day's other announcements, we want to get your vibe. You didn't watch the new music video, did you?
I didn't, but first thing this morning when I woke up.
But you listened to the song.
Right, yeah. First thing when I woke up, I had the email from the Hip and opened up the song and listened to it while I was making breakfast. And I definitely recognized it, I think, from the Misty Moon concert. And it is not a song I'm that familiar with. I had seen the teases over the last few days. And the first one was Gord Sinclair, I believe, was playing the bass line, and he'd kind of teased, but he didn't say what song it was. And I was just killing myself. I felt like such an idiot because I didn't know what song it was from the bass line. And I think I could pick pretty much any Hip song, you know, just hearing any part of it. I'm pretty good at that. So I was a bit, upset with myself. And then when Rob Baker came on and did the same, I did recognize it for sure, but I still couldn't name the tune. And yeah, there's the other tease with the t-shirts, and I wasn't quite sure what to make of it. So it was a cool little surprise and not a bad song. I'm glad it didn't make up to Here. I don't think that it quite fits in with it. But then again, maybe it's just because it's new and I haven't really gotten a good sense of it yet, but yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not going to say which they are at this juncture, but I can think of two songs that I could take off up to here and replace with Get Back Again for sure.
Did Crack My Spine Like a Whip make any albums? I forget.
It could have made Road Apples because it was on the Saskadelphia record, right?
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Was an earlier song from that Up to Here era.
Let's talk a little bit about what you get in this box set. They've now seemingly become an annual tradition, which, you know, I'm all right with.
Oh yeah.
I'm you know, Johnny gave us a little snippet last year, and it's funny because the tape cut out, and so I put it on as an Easter egg in one of the episodes. The episode where we interviewed Johnny, it plays after the credits.
Yeah, but it's him saying, as a listener,
we talked openly about the Up to Here box set, but what we didn't talk about was Inviolate Light, and he said that that would be a really cool one to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's coming up on, 25 years anyway, right?
It was 2002 it came out?
Yeah.
I think. So, yeah,
You're right, yeah.
25 years would be coming up.
So what's the next big... So Trouble at the Hen House next year is 35.
Wow. 30.
30. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, 30. It's 96, I think. I'm all for these box sets. Let's do it.
Yeah,
me
too.
Let's buy them
all. And they come out on CD. It's $180, so it's not cheap. You can pre-order it. It comes out on November 8th, 2024.
I'm looking at the U.S. version of the gift shop website right now, and it's listed at $190. I haven't clicked to see what the shipping would be, but...
It's listed at $190 U.S.?
Yeah.
Wow, it's $180 Canadian. That never happens. The first disc is the LP, the standard LP, Up to Here, but it is a 2024 remaster. I'm not sure who did the remaster. I don't know if that's... listed below.
Maybe we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, we could ask that.
Tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's side one, side two. It's pretty straightforward. Then LP two and three. So it's a double LP live concert with previously unreleased studio tracks. Oh, okay. So wait a minute. So they've got it mixed up here. Side four is... In the past, what they've done is that's interesting. In the past, they would have done a three-sided LP and left the one side blank and then put the bonus songs on a separate LP, but they didn't do that this time.
Hmm.
Now, Craig, you were noticing some of the songs here. Have you watched Misty Moon before?
I have. Yeah, so good, found that a few years ago. Great. It's a great... I don't remember seeing it back in the day on Much Music, but I wish I would have. Back then, you couldn't... You know, you never knew what was going to be on. There was no social media to tell you to, hey, watch. Plus, I didn't have it, so I had to go to my friend's house to watch Much Music anyways.
Oh, man.
Have I mentioned I only had two channels when I was a kid?
Oh, yeah.
You did. And HBO.
If their videos only had nudity, you would have got to see them.
Yeah. Free porn.
So side four is where we get... Justin, have you watched Misty Moon?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I don't think I've seen the full thing. If I did, it was a long time ago. But, you know, I'm actually pretty familiar with Get Back Again. I really like the song. And I've watched it watched that performance on YouTube several times.
Yeah. I've got three different versions of it. Funny enough. One of the versions I have of it is a studio version. And when we talked to Gord Sinclair last year, he was like, there is no studio version. There's no studio version. And I was like, I'll send it to you. I've got it. This is like a motherfucker. But I'll send it to you. And I never heard anything back. And I'm not saying that, you know, that instigated anything, because I'm sure they were well in advance plan-wise. But it's really fun to think that, you know, maybe that little conversation had something to do with this
Nice. Yeah, you never know.
That's me just having a little fantasy.
No, I like it. It's reality now.
Yeah, if it's on a podcast, it's got to be true.
I might cut that part out. Side four, then, is the song titles that you said, yeah, we have not heard these before.
Well, yeah.
Three out of four of them I've not heard of.
Yeah, and then Hailstone, Hands of God, 88 demo.
Oh, and then we get demos too. Okay.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Have you heard the Day for Night demos? I know it's a different album, but.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're Day for Night demos they played once on the Tragically Hip radio. And it's really neat to hear the differences, just like how, you know, certain parts are maybe not quite developed, or you get to hear a part that you've never noticed before because of, you know, Day for Night, especially was so, you know, there was just such a mishmash of sound going on, as opposed to we like up to here where you've got your hard pan left and right. Right. It's very easy to pick out the guitar, but trying to learn a song from Day for Night is a lot more difficult than. So hearing those demo versions was pretty cool.
That is cool. I'm very curious if the version of yes, they do. 1988 demo of New Orleans is Sinking. I have one.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Then it's got a third verse. I have a version of it where it's a demo and there's a third verse. Where, like, coming out of the bridge, there's another verse.
Right.
And it's really trippy to hear it. So I'm curious if this demo
is... I've heard that.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that too.
Yeah.
There's a few songs like that. Like, Last of the Unplugged Gems has a whole, I believe, a first verse that's cut off the album.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you guys ever hear the original version of Ahead by a Century?
Yes.
I did. At a show in Hamilton.
Yikes.
Yeah. I remember just being like, what in
it the... It is something.
What?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
They should have pulled that out. You know, it's the last song they ever played live. They
should have pulled that version. Oh, my God. Yeah. This one's for you, Prime Minister.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
That's right. We've got mail, and we are ready to share that mail. Send us an email at... discoveringdowney@gmail.com, and you too may get your email read on the program. Now, J-Dog, take it away.
So we had an email today, and I'm going to bring it up. It's from Colin. It says, just wanted to start by saying how much I'm enjoying the podcast. Like a lot of you, I've been listening to The Hip for 30 years, but I've never gone through much of Gord's solo stuff other than the odd song here and there that may have been on the radio. I'm absolutely loving it more and more with each week. Thank you, Colin. I typically finish one of the podcasts and immediately start listening to the next album within 5 minutes, which is exactly what I do. One thing I'm curious about is if there are any of the earlier albums you've gone back to since then, and if your initial opinions have changed at all. I haven't yet, but now that we're more than a month removed from Coke Machine Glow, I've been tempted to listen to it again, and I'm certain I'd have a completely different take on it now that I've heard so much more of Gord's later solo stuff. So thanks for the email, Colin.
Can I give a two-word answer?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Do it!
Yeah.
Do it! Yeah, listen the hell out of that record. I mean, for me coming back to it, I have a very poor memory, but coming back to it was spectacular. Even more so with the Grand Bounce. That was the one that for me was just like, going back to that, I was like, holy Hannah, this is bananas. This is just a great, great record. And I think that was about the time I told you guys to, you know, throw it into the mix. Throw it into the mix. And it fits in with the other stuff. That's how I felt going back. So I wholeheartedly suggest going back. And that, again, is my two-word answer.
Yeah, like I've gone back.
Like 78 words, JD.
Yeah. I'm trying to fit the title of the new, I did get back again to listen to, to all of the albums, I think at one time or another, mostly to take a breath, to take a break from the heavier stuff we've been doing lately with Introduce Yourself and Secret Path. I needed to go back and just listen to something kind of fun. So I did put on the Sadies album. I think I mentioned on the Facebook group, I saw the Sadies last week in Vancouver, and it was just a great show. They didn't do any of the material from the Gord, album, but just seeing them live was really cool. They were selling shirts for super cheap, which was awesome. I told them about the podcast, and they said they were going to check it out. And anyway, I've gone back and listened to all of them at one point or another, and yeah, they do. It changes how you hear them when you have the full context of his catalog, and then you go back and you kind of hear Coke Machine Glow as being very, not underdeveloped, but very, you know, you can tell it was just recorded in a room like fairly quickly. They were just having fun, and you can hear the growth of the band. That's the thing that really sticks out. I think knowing where the band gets to makes Coke Machine Glow a different experience the second time.
So for me, like, I've been listening to the albums that we're working on as we're working on, you know, 5 and 6 and 7 times in a row. I mean, maybe not that many all at once, but I will let the album run out, and then I'll just keep my earbuds in and listen to whatever comes on next. And it's bringing in Chancellor, or it's bringing in Trick Rider, or it's bringing in East Wind or something like that. And I'm like, whoa, what is this song? And it, 'cause I feel like the process of this podcast, it takes a lot of focus. 'Cause you gotta cram for an exam every week. Right. Mm-hmm. And, so you kind of have to wipe the slate clean of everything else in your musical brain and just pound this stuff into you 10 or 15 listens, and then you start to get it, and then you start to forget all the other stuff that we've done. And it's kind of the days are short, the years are long. I'm sorry, I messed that up. The days are long, the years are short. And like I've forgotten half of Coke Machine Glow and a lot of Grand Bounce, but I've been listening to them on purpose to remember, I guess, what we've been through. And at this point, a couple of those albums are several months ago, but, I had totally forgotten about some stuff. And I know that I was fairly negative about the Grand Bounce, when we recorded, and my opinion has changed for the better, I think, on a lot of stuff, but it's still not my favorite record, but there are songs that I was poo-pooing earlier that I'm definitely more accepting of now.
Yeah. Yeah. I find that, when the podcast comes out, I take a listen because I know a few of them we haven't, you know, we didn't get, the earlier ones we had kind of advanced copies and took a listen. And, but as the schedule gets more compacted, we're not getting that opportunity anymore. So the songs that have been coming up in the podcast, that's been really cool to listen to, especially after hearing your guys' thoughts again and digesting that. 'Cause in the moment, sometimes it's hard to take everything in that you guys are saying. You know, I'm sometimes thinking about my next thought or something I really need to say that I'm just waiting for the opportunity to squeeze myself back into the conversation. But, So that's been really cool too, is hearing those songs. And yeah, this is definitely music I'm going to keep coming back to.
I will say that the songs that, you put in, JD, are not the ones that I think of when I think about these albums. And so you're putting in deep cuts, which is really cool because they're the ones that I'm kind of pushing out of my brain as we listen to The Secret Path or as we listen to Introduce Yourself or whatever. The B-sides are kind of the ones that fall out of memory. And so it's cool to listen to our podcasts after you've produced them and hear the songs that you select for everybody to hear. And it's a nice refresher because I have forgotten several of them.
It's going to sound strange, but and hokey probably even, but I try to let the podcast tell me what songs to put in.
No, and it feels that way. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Having known the material as well as we do, but then we have several weeks before the show comes out after we've recorded. You know, inside baseball, folks, this isn't live, and so yeah, no, it does feel like, you know, almost every one of the songs that you put in, it's like, yep, it's time for a song, and it's time for this song. You know, it feels right.
So what you're saying is, even if you would like to not revisit a record, you could go back and revisit one of the pods and listen to everything we're saying once you've got the record cold in your head, and maybe you'll hear some nuances from the fellas here that you didn't catch yourself. Yeah. And that can be fun too, as you get more familiar with the music.
That actually happened pretty hardcore for me with the Sadies album. Because a lot of those songs are pretty similar on first listen, and they kind of bleed into each other. And so it's kind of easier to forget a couple of them. And then the ones that you chose for that podcast, I was like, oh man, I got to go put this back on. This feels like an old, you know, it feels like an old winter jacket that you love, you know, and you just put it on. It's nice. It was good.
Yeah, and keep those fan mail emails coming in, because it's great to hear back from you guys about, you know, we're hearing lots of feedback about people kind of going through this experience with us and doing the same thing that we are, putting the album on, listening to the pod, and then going on to the next album, you know, sometimes ahead of time, just to kind of see, you know, if what they're thinking is what we are thinking. And so I've had lots of people contact me about, you know, they're really appreciating what we're doing. And I'm glad to hear that. And if you have any criticism too, let us know and we can take it.
Speak to yourself, man. I got very thin skin.
Me too. I'll be in the corner under my.
I play in a hip tribute, so I. Although I've.
Your condition. You
know, honestly, we've had no negative feedback. We've had.
Well, that's dynamite.
I will say, reviews, so. My cousin Matt has been following along with us a lot, and he'll message me after each episode. And he listened to Secret Path the other day and messaged me this morning just the words "Holy shit!"
And I had a similar. Like, message today from a friend who said, like, man, I was walking through the woods bawling my eyes out listening to that pod and thanking us for all of us for the work we did on that.
So just before we wrap things up, is there anything else you guys want to say about what has now become Christmas Day for hip fans? A new box set that you can order that'll come in time for Christmas. A full live concert you can watch in HD, a new music video that was pretty freaking cool. Something we haven't talked about on the show at all, just because the way we record it is very different. We haven't talked about the coffee table books at all. And I wonder if you guys have anything you want to say about the $79 version, for example. Like, we don't have to get into the economics of the $500 version. I guarantee you, if I had $500 kicking around, I would have not thought twice. I would have bought it. I don't have it, so I bought the $79 version one, and I'm going to be very happy with it.
Same. Same. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. That's the one I ordered.
Yeah.
Any,
I mean, all of it, right? It's going to be just a bunch of surprises, right?
Yeah.
I was actually listening to, Away Is Mine today at work. And I was just thinking to myself, like, is there more? And like, cause we're a year or two away from the release of, the Bob Rock album. Right. And now, is there more stuff? Is there more stuff coming, you know, a year or two down the road, or more hip stuff coming? And yes, there is today.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited for it. And I love that the band didn't just pack up their tent and leave, you know, like they could have, they didn't owe us anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Anything else from you, Gregory?
Not that I can think of. Looking forward to our interview tomorrow.
Yeah, and that'll be a bonus episode in two weeks. We can spill the beans. We can spill the beans on what it is. If you want to spill the beans.
Sure. We are interviewing Kevin Drew along with Dave Hamlin and Niall Spencer.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
So, you know, all people that have worked closely with Gord, especially Secret Path, Introduce Yourself. Niall's engineered quite a few hip albums, and I was actually surprised at how many albums he's had a hand in that I didn't know about, like non-hip albums. Yeah. But that Canadian playlist I made for you guys has a ton of stuff that he had a hand in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to hear from them and to hear their tales of
and it, Dave Hamlin produced
Beyonce's new record, right?
Yeah.
Like 6 or 7 tracks on it.
Yeah.
Like he's blowed up. Yeah. He's all blowed up. Yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of you guys. I won't be able to make it, but that's okay.
We'll be there.
I'll be excited to hear it.
In questions.
Yeah. I'll be excited to hear it.
And everybody will hear it two Fridays from now.
Yeah.
And that's what we have for you this evening, folks. That was our little check-in with some information on behalf of Justin and Craig and our friend Kirk, who also was here earlier.
There's only one thing left to say. Pick up your shit.
Thanks for listening to Discovering Downey. To find out more about the show and its host, visit discoveringdowney.com. You can email us at discoveringdowney@gmail.com. And hey, we're social. Check us out at Gord Downey Pod.
Podcasts and such.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.